You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. India is witnessing record-breaking FDI inflows, said Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing the investors virtually at the 7th edition of the Invest Madhya Pradesh Global Investors Summit on Wednesday in Indore. The optimism for India is driven by strong democracy, young demography and political stability. Not just we the Indians, but every institution and expert in the world seems to be confident about this, he added. The IMF sees India as a bright spot in the global economy. The World Bank says that India is in a better position to deal with global headwinds than many other countries. Modi said this is because of India's strong macroeconomic fundamentals. Modi pointed out that the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has said that India will be among the fastest growing economies in the G20 groups this year. According to Morgan Stanley, India is moving towards becoming the world's third largest economy in the next 4 to 5 years. On the other hand, the World Bank in its latest economic update said that India's economic growth rate will slow to 6.6% in next financial year from an expected 6.9% in 2022-23. India, however, is expected to be the fastest growing economy of the 7 largest emerging market and developing economies, it said. The growth rate of 6.9% in current fiscal year, April 2022 to March 2023, compares with 8.7% in the previous year. For 2024-25, the growth rate is projected at 6.1%. The government has increased infrastructure spending and various business facilitation measures. However, it will crowd in private investment and support the expansion of manufacturing capacity. It's said that growth is projected to slow to 6.6% in FY 2023-24 before falling back towards its potential rate of just above 6%. Meanwhile, the government is expecting to get financial bids for IDBI Bank's strategic sale by September, DIPAM Secretary Tuhin Kanta Pandey said. Several global and domestic institutions have expressed interest in buying about 61% of the government and life insurance corporation's stake in IDBI Bank and had put in preliminary bids, the last date of which was January 7th. The Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, which manages government holding in state-owned enterprises, had in October invited bids for selling a 30.48% stake in IDBI Bank along with 30.24% stake in LIC. The government and LIC together hold a 94.72% stake in IDBI Bank, which will come down to 34% after the strategic sale. Talking about the way forward in the strategic sale, Pandey said the work on two sets of clearances, security clearance from the government and fit and proper clearance from the RBI, would go on parallelly. Moving on, India will by May invite bids for subsidies for setting up green hydrogen manufacturing and utilization hubs, fertilizer and steel plants based on the fuel, and factories for making electrolyzers, two government sources told Reuters. The bidding process is part of a first phase of a $2 billion incentive plan announced last week to boost use of green hydrogen to cut emissions and make India a major exporter in the field. Green hydrogen is hydrogen made with renewable energy. The plan aims at using it in fertilizer and steel production in place of hydrogen made with fossil fuels, blending it into urban gas supply gas and promoting its use in transportation. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy did not respond to a query sent by Reuters. Establishing electrolyzer factories and hubs for making and using green hydrogen could attract interest from such big companies such as Reliance Group and Adani Group, which have already committed billions of dollars to green hydrogen activities. Electrolyzers are devices for making hydrogen. On to the latest news on the Auto Expo, which kicked off today. MG has officially showcased its MG4 electric hatchback at the Auto Expo 2023. The electric hatchback was globally unveiled in July 2022. A born electric vehicle built on the modular scalable platform of its parent company, SAIC. In terms of dimensions, the MG4 has the same size as the ZS EV SUV. The MG4 flaunts an attractive exterior, determining its overall aesthetic appeal. The newly showcased EV hatchback is a sleek, modern-looking vehicle that combines elements of sportiness and elegance. Lastly, the share market. Indian stock indices ended Wednesday's volatile session in the red, with Sensex closing the day above 60,100 and Nifty below 17,900. The BSE Sensex fell 9.98 points or 0.02%, ending at 60,105.50, and NSE Nifty 50 dropped 18.45 points or 0.10% to 17,895.70. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.